At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
Get fast, reliable internet for any budget. Now qualifying customers can get Xfinity internet free through the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's right, free high-speed internet from Xfinity. And internet essentials customers can get equipment included at no extra cost. Get started today.
We change our minds every day, about a million things a day. This is no different. You can't be afraid to be wrong. You can't be afraid to say, you know what? I'm just going to rethink this thing. People are not dying getting the vaccine. I better rethink this thing. I'm going to go call my doctor and have a discussion one more time. It is okay to change your mind.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello. How is everyone? I'm so happy to be back. We've got some exciting things coming up, y'all. As always, I am Coach Shay, your wellness guru with Fitness Revolution, and I am here to talk about what I have coming up this Wednesday, which is July 27th. Yes. So I think a couple weeks ago, I talked about how we were bridging the gap between Black and white women. Well, this week we highlight for my other business, like Go Let Flow, about Black men, right? As we all know, what is happening in the United States right now, which is just devastating, and has been happening for 400 years, let's just keep it real, right? About how they are not valued. So we make sure that we show that they are valued and they are worthy and they are loved. So we have an event called Black Men Are Valued from 6 to 8 p.m. this Wednesday at Target Field Station. As we partner again, they are amazing, right? We just love Target Field Station, how they're always, always supporting us. And also Neon right there on the north side also is one of our sponsors. So we are having, once again, a safe space. This is just for Black men only, for them to come and talk about what is going on, right? What is it like in the life of as a Black man, right? If you're not a Black man, we don't know. At all, right? We don't understand what they go through. We don't understand the highs and lows. We don't understand their, you know, trials and tribulations. What is really going on with them? So we have some great guests. We have Chris Brooks. We've got Richard Robinson Jr. We've got Emmanuel Danby. And we have my mentee, which I'm so excited for him, Thomas Collins. So I'm excited for all of them, but yeah, so they will be there, all great, courageous, beautiful Black men sitting there and leading this discussion. So we want this word to get out to other Black men to come down to Target Field Station from 6 to 8. We have great food catered by Flame Mobile Kitchen. We have some live music, and we're going to have some discussion in those 2 hours about what it's like. What are they going through? They are being pulled over. They are being murdered right in front of our eyes, right on live TV. They are being put in prisons at higher numbers than any other race or ethnicities in this country. They're being gunned down. They are being told that they are not worth anything and working, you know, probably 10 times harder than anyone else to get to the next level. So we want to make sure in that time that we are feeling, you know, making them feel, pardon me, love and space to be safe, to be vulnerable, right? I hear that a lot from Black men, that they don't have a space to be vulnerable. They don't have a space to just talk about what it's like, right? Whenever they do try and speak about it, then they are showing vulnerability. And then that shows also as some of them perceive as weakness, right? And so we want them to be here. So we have, like I said, we have four Black men. Once again, we have Chris Brooks, we have Richard Robinson Jr., we've got Thomas Collins, and Emmanuel Danby. And so I am excited for them, to talk about their journey. You're talking about four educated Black men right here in the Twin Cities, right here in Minneapolis, that have felt everything. I'm quite sure they're going to talk about being pulled over, and, you know, getting a, what do they call it? DWB, driving while Black. They're going to talk about their experience in corporate America. They're going to talk about experience in the space where one of them is a yoga instructor, right? How often do you see a Black man yoga instructor here in Minnesota? Not too often. One of them's in education. One is in funding, like giving, you know, so that's amazing. And the other one is in protection. So they own a gun company, so gun protection company, and teaching all of us. And I actually got my license for my conceal and carry. But as we've seen, that means nothing, right? When we have had conceal and carry, we're still being put in harm's way and also being shot or worse. Or all of that, pardon me. So I really hope that the Black men out here, if you're hearing this, please join us again. It's this Wednesday from July 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Target Field Station. So right where the Twins play. Super easy to find. If you haven't been down there, just put in Target Field Station. It will take you right there. You can park in the ramp or on the street. This is a free event, you guys, free event. So we have sponsorship with Neon, we had sponsorship with Target Field and with Flame Mobile Kitchen. So they have enabled us to, you know, make this happen. So this is our third year. So we really wanted to come out and celebrate them. They need to be celebrated. They need to know that they are valued and that all men are valued. But Black men, we really want you to know that you are valued and we love you. And we are so excited for you to share this space with us and talk about what you need from us. Sorry, ladies, if you're listening. Yes, the only ladies that will be there will be Don and I. But for the Black men coming, please come. Tell your friend. Bring your sons. That's another thing. Let's talk about that for a second. As a mother of a Black son who's now almost 16, ready to drive, I have to say I am petrified, right, for him to drive himself, because he is a young kid, right? And they immediately think he is an adult, and he is not. Trust me, I know he doesn't pay any bills, y'all. But I want him to be there to talk about how he feels. Is he scared, right? How is his interaction with people at school as a young Black male, from being told about their hair, right? And that's a whole thing we'll get into, because one of the two of the men on the panel, one has long locks and one did and cut his off. And then my son does. And I know Don's sons do, too. Like, what is it like right now? So if your kids are probably five and up, I would suggest you to bring your sons. I really would, because unfortunately, we don't get to wait with our children to wait till 12 or 13 to have these conversations. We have to have them at 4 and 5 to make sure that they're safe and they know what to do. So once again, come out this Wednesday, July 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Target Field Station for Black Men, our valued event from Let Go, Let Flow with my business partner, Don. As always, we're encompassing everything wellness, right? That's what the fitness revolution is about, is how we are evolving overall. And being fit is being well, too. So I just always want to make sure you know that. Yeah, if you have any questions, please go to the Facebook. You can find all the information. This is a free event. Tell everyone you know that is a Black male. Thank you so much. This is Coach Shay with the Fitness Revolution. Thank you.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
At Hy-Vee, we take pride of being part of the communities we serve. In 2021, we donated more than 14 million meals, and this year, we're committed to doing even more. For over 90 years, we've been the place that people turn in time of need, and we take that very seriously. That's why we're loading our semis full of food this week and making deliveries across the Midwest to help families this Easter. To join our effort, simply donate when you're at the checkout. Together, we can make a big difference for those in need.
For millions of Americans, the pandemic impacted our financial situations, and a lot of people lost their jobs. But that should not mean you have to lose your house if you can't pay for your mortgage. Listen, no need to feel ashamed if you missed a payment or two or three, because there's a local organization that's willing to help you get caught up on those payments so you can keep your home. Let me tell you about the Minnesota Home Ownership Center. It's a nonprofit whose sole purpose is to prevent you from going into foreclosure. The Minnesota Home Ownership Center has a network of organizations around the state to review everything with you, explain your options, and then advocate for you to get the help you need. And get this, they won't charge you because it's all free. Check out hocmn.org or give them a call at 651-410-1086 to set up an appointment. You worked hard to get into that house. Let Minnesota Home Ownership Center help you stay in it.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
You started your business with big dreams and big ideas, but achieving your goals is a matter of doing the little things right. At Bremer Bank, we're ready to help you navigate all the details, questions, and challenges you encounter on your way to growth and success. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever, and understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
It's never too late to set the stage for well-being. Here's your well-being tip of the day from YMCA of the North. Put mindfulness in your tool belt. Mindfulness is a method of paying attention and bringing awareness to whatever is happening at the moment. Be open to the idea of being present and honest with yourself. Observe what's happening rather than trying to control what's happening. We reduce our stress, anxiety, and negative emotions when observing rather than get overly flustered in our reactions. For more well-being tips, meditation, and yoga classes, visit us at ymcanorth.org/well-being.